Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Connections. Happy Halloween. Thanks for joining us. And I also wish you a blessed Samhain, which is the original Halloween, started in the Celtic tradition. And it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-H-A-I-N. This is Lynn Bleasdale. I'm here with Jody Higgins, and Sue Fields Dalamonte is joining us again after a vacation, and we're so glad to have you back, Sue. Thanks for joining us. Tonight we're talking about our weird Halloween experiences, or just whatever you want to talk about that's happened to you at Halloween. If you've seen the spooks, because the veil is so thin right now, we'd love to hear about that. I'll just say right now, if you want to call in, the number is 646-564-9868. And the call, I think, is toll-free in the U.S. So just call on in and share your thoughts with us. Sue and Jody, what do you think about Halloween?
I love Halloween. I think it's a fun holiday.
Yeah.
I've never found anything.
I love Halloween, too.
Yeah, anything spooky or creepy about it. I love it. It used to be my favorite holiday, too. He loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a lot of people's favorite holidays. My parents absolutely went crazy for Halloween, and they just decorated to the hilt, and you know, it seems like a lot of people now, it's sort of falling to the wayside. It's not nearly as fun as it used to once be.
Well, it's become pretty PC, too. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's so true. There's not as many people that participate. And I think a lot of people get the wrong impression or have the wrong idea about what Halloween is. And they think it's the devil's holiday or it's an evil holiday, which is so far from the truth.
That's true, yeah.
Right.
So that's I was going to talk just a little bit about where Halloween originated, and we were talking about the holiday, the Samhain from the Celts. And all it was because it marked the end of the summer, the beginning of the winter. And at that time, they felt like the ancestors were very close at that time, and they would put on the costumes, they would put on disguises just to keep themselves from encountering the dead, so the dead couldn't recognize them. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. You should look it up if you are interested in this. It should be pronounced Samhain, S-A-M-H-I-H-A-I-N. But it's apparently pronounced either Samhain, Shavna, or Havna, depending on whether you're a guy or a girl. So it's a lot to read. This is very interesting. And sorry, guys, I'll give you the floor back. Pardon me for.
Oh no, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great information.
Yeah, it's a tradition, you know, and it does feel like the veil is thinner right now, doesn't it?
Yes, it
really does. And this, in America, when they started doing it, the veil is supposed to be thinner at this time of year. So Halloween started out as All Hallows Eve.
Mm.
They celebrated the hallowed spirits, the blessed, and
right.
They dressed in costume to keep any evil spirits away as they were celebrating the positive during the thinning of the veil time.
Cool. Yes. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It wasn't scary at all. It was more of a nature ritual, really.
It really is.
Yeah, there's some real fun little traditions or things that they used to do around it, too. I was on a little broadcast this morning with Best American Psychics, and Kathy Beal talked about some historical things. And one of the things that she mentioned was that they didn't always carve pumpkins. They used to carve turnips.
Right, and I remember that. Yeah,
I saw that.
And then they used to do love divination or divine for who your love would be. So if bobbing for apples was actually, if you were able to bob for an apple and come up successfully with an apple, you would get married in the next year.
Is that good or bad?
I'm not sure.
I guess
sure.
It depends on how old you are. And I guess another thing they used to do is they would peel an apple in a really, really long peel and not let it break. And once it did break, they'd throw it over their shoulder and the peel was supposed to fall in the shape of an initial, and that would be the initial of your love's first name for your true love.
Wow. Cool. We got to try that. See what happens.
Right?
Yeah. We'll probably get an X.
Mine will end up in a wad.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's funny. But that is really neat, Jody. We're laughing. But both of those things, those different rituals. I bet there's just little, I didn't check anything but the Gaelic tradition, but I bet there's little rituals all over the world, you know, regarding the change of the seasons. And
yeah. You know, I do often feel like the veil is much thinner at this time, like Sue mentioned. And one thing, you know, I think a lot of us are more sensitive. And I would say that even people who aren't particularly gifted, this is a good time to talk to those you love on the other side, including your animals. Because with a thinner veil, they can definitely hear you talking to them. And, you know, it's a good time also for working on manifestation and releasing. Because the veil is thinner, it's easier to do a little, I want to call it a little bit of maybe magic, if you want to call it. I would never say, you know, spells or anything like that, but manifestation. So, you know, with it being thinner, it's a good time to do that. So I would say find a candle that is about 2 inches tall and 2 inches wide, and you take a pen and you just inscribe on it everything that you want to manifest, and then find an essential oil that you like and you just rub it in with the intention that the next year will manifest the things on the candle, and you burn it down to the end.
Wow.
That's cool.
Beautiful. Yeah. And that's not casting a spell. Well, I mean, a spell doesn't have to be evil. You know, it's energy manipulation. Yeah.
Yes, I call them blessings. Blessings.
There you go.
Well, I guess you could call it a spell, but I would never call it curses or hexes. I don't do that.
Yeah. Well, no, it's you don't do that because you hurt yourself in the end, basically. It comes right back at you.
Yeah. Yep. And the other thing is if there are things that are really hurting you, this is a good time to write them down and burn them and give them up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people need to release that pent-up energy, the stuff you're clinging to or hanging on to. It's a good time to let all that go. And then move forward. Yeah.
So if I can share something with you.
Please do, yeah.
In terms of us picking up information, I was divorced in 2014. And on October 31st, Halloween of 2013, a friend of mine pulled 3 cards for me. And this is something she does at midnight, and she does it for a few of her friends. And it was so interesting because the next morning, she had sent those 3 cards to me in a picture and included a description with a small reading. But I remember not even having to look at the words. the center card was the Tower card, and I didn't know anything about the tarot at the time. And when I saw it, I just knew immediately I was getting divorced. It was the oddest thing ever. And 6 months almost to the day later, my ex-husband asked for a divorce. I always thought that was very odd, you know, that I would know exactly what that it was, you know, what the cards meant.
Well, you're a highly intuitive individual too, Jody, and you've learned to recognize that. But I think almost that might have been a wee bit of a blessing for you, because you had a little time.
Yes, it
it didn't come as a slap or a sudden shock. You kind of had time to get used to it, because, you know, not that it makes the pain go away, but it certainly would have given you a bit more, what do you call that, like armor in the situation.
Yes, a little bit of a way to be prepared.
Exactly. Exactly. That,
yeah,
well,
it was
said.
A beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Have either of you had an experience like that?
All the time, yeah. Sometimes it's very
at
hard
Halloween,
to find
though?
A Halloween. Oh my goodness. I don't notice anything increasing in spirit activity around here. It's just kind of at the same level that it always is. The energies that are here. There's a few, I guess we could call them old tenants that kind of hang around, but they're not ghosts. They're in spirit, but they just, it's their old house, right? Oh, I'll tell you one thing that did. I can't give away what I'm writing about, but I'm writing a little novel, and I couldn't think of a name for the main character, right? And I'm puzzling. I think I told this to Sue. I got the name Morrow for the character as a surname. And then something happened. I met the pastor for the local church that lives way up the road from us, and he was by, and he said, "Oh, you live in the Morrow house, I see." So I think her name is, I can't get it now. I came through before. I wrote it down. I'll try to find her. But I think she wants to get a little limelight there, eh? I don't know if this thing will ever get published, so she might want to, you know, tap Stephen King or something if she's in a hurry. I just thought that was so cool. Yeah. But there you go. Yeah, that happened just recently. So, yeah. So, Sue, what you got for Halloween tales?
I haven't had any experiences like that, but how long have I been here now? Since 2012. The year before I moved to Ohio, when I was living in Kentucky, several of us neighbors were all out in the yard together. It was on Halloween night after the kids got done trick-or-treating. And we had the pleasure of seeing several UFOs.
Neat.
Ooh.
They came over like in formation and sat there for quite a while, and then like one by one zipped away. And then there was another group that came through. So that was kind of cool.
That is, those sightings are quite a gift, I think, when you can see them.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. I don't know, this is not my best subject in school, but the people that are knowledgeable about this whole UFO experience, they kind of tell you that, like, they don't just appear to everyone because, they know we are still a young and rather dangerous species, all told. So I think that says something about you.
You know, we live in such a volatile society. Can you imagine if they did make their presence known, what would happen?
Well, I think they have, but they're careful about whom they connect with, you know. Yeah.
What happened back at Roswell when they did make their presence known? you know, so, yeah, they know better than they do.
Yeah, yeah, let's not go there, guys. It's a little scary there. The one of the people to look up if you're interested in this is Dr. Joseph Birks. He's a really interesting man, and he's right in that subject. So he's on Facebook if you want to visit his page. Anyway, guys, we've got some callers waiting. Should we get going on that? Poor old 347. All right, let's get 347 going here. You've been waiting quite a while. Hi, 347. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, it's Maribel.
Hi, Maribel. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Keeping safe this Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Have you got any Halloween tales to share?
Not my own, per se, but I remember my sister telling me about this one time she went out. And she thought that she saw some sort of spirit in the graveyard. So I guess through her, that would be a Halloween story.
Yeah, that's an unusual sighting, too, like, because not everyone can see spirit. So does she work on her abilities, or has she ever developed that?
I feel like she doesn't want to. Like, there's this hesitancy on her part to develop anything, although she does, she tends to have, like, these dreams that end up coming up in her life. So,
You'd be amazed at how many people who are working on their spiritual abilities are scared of their abilities. I hear this a lot now. So, yeah, it's that initial fear of, you know, boogeymen in your room kind of thing. But it's something you can work through. Did you have a question for us tonight, Maribel?
Yes. So I've been trying to find a partner that will, not that I want to seem conceited and say that they're on my level, but somebody who I'm able to grow and who is able to meet me at this, in my development phase, in the development phase I am in right now. But I've come across, like, immaturity and, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I can't, I think we can all relate to that, my dear. Jody or Sue, have you got anything coming in? I've written a few things down if you want me to go ahead.
I can go, Lynn.
Sure, Sue, that's great. Go for it.
Okay. The first thing I want to do is ask you, are you struggling with something spiritually right now?
Something spiritually? I don't think so.
Okay, because the messages that I'm getting are all angel messages that you need to call on your angels more for your spiritual peace. And Archangel Raziel is coming through to say, I'm helping your spiritual sight to awaken so you can see heaven clearly. So does that make sense to you? Is there something there that you've been questioning about heaven or the angels, or?
I mean, honestly, I feel like up to this point, like, there was a point last year where I would practice yoga every day with the aspiration of being able to just tune in and to be able to listen to my angels and to be able to interpret the messages clearly. But right now, I haven't been able to practice as much. And so, but the thing is, like, opposite to what I would have expected to happen, I actually feel like I'm more in tune with what they're saying. And so sometimes I will just pause in my day-to-day life and sort of gather this message by looking at the bigger picture.
Okay, that could be what the spiritual conflict is coming through as, then, that you're not connecting with them as much as you used to, and you need to concentrate more on connecting with the other side, the more that you connect with them, the more peace it's going to bring you and the more love it's going to bring around you. And I also feel you need to speak up more. You need to be more vocal. You're a little too passive. So you don't need to be overly aggressive, but you need to be a little bit more open, a little bit more outspoken. And while you're finding your peace and your spiritual center, your grounding, and your outspokenness is when somebody is going to come through for you. But right now you've got a little bit more to do for yourself. You got to put you first and put yourself out there. Don't just exist. Live. Be bigger, more vocal, more opinionated. Does that make any sense to you?
It does. It really does.
Okay. All right, hon. Well, that's what I have for you, and I will pass you over to Jody. I hope it helped.
It did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm still not quite ready. I'm going to let you go, Liz.
Okay. All righty. Hi, Maribel. The first message that comes in about these past partners here is that you're feeling that it might feel to you that you're being a little snobbish or arrogant in having this feeling that you want someone who is on your level. It's not. You're not. You're just asking for what you need in a partner. So if you're feeling that it's a bit judgmental or something on your part, don't. You need to hold out for the person that you want. These past relationships have been lessons for you, and they propel you to the next place you need to be to meet the person who is out there. I feel that very strongly, that this person is out there. That you need someone who is your intellectual equal, and you also need someone who connects with you on a sense of humor level. What I'm picking up is the past relationships have been stressful in that you felt unheard or unconnected. I feel like it was useless to try and talk to these boys because they just did not hear you. And you need someone who will hear you when you speak. And that kind of ties into what Sue was saying about speaking up, speaking your truth. Don't be afraid to say what's in your heart, and don't be afraid to speak up. Now, aside from that, does the name Dan have any resonance for you?
Yes.
And I tell you what's coming through as an identifier for this particular Dan is a mustache.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He said to mention the mustache, and the name is Dan. Is that someone you would be hearing from?
Yeah, I feel like I know a couple of Dans in the sense that their full name is Daniel. So, and they pretty much all have mustaches.
Okay. Is there one of them who is crossed, who is in spirit now, who would be connecting to you?
Not that I know of, to be honest.
Okay. Then think about the Dans who are incarnate still, the ones you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one of them that resonates? Like, 'cause I'm picking up Dan and I'm picking up the image of a mustache. Is this possibly a love interest that might be out there for you?
To be honest, I feel like we're more friends than romantic interests.
Okay. Well, I'll leave that with you because I wrote down Dan and I wrote down mustache, and that's kind of what's coming through. But, you know, just don't worry about the past relationships, but make sure that you don't settle. And it's very important on an intellectual and a humor level for you. So make sure that you've got a meeting of minds on those two things especially. And with that, I'll see how Jody's doing. You still good? Are you good, Jody?
Yes.
Ah, there she be.
I'm here. Maribel, do you have a lot of fears around meeting the wrong person?
I mean, yeah, that has come up.
Because what I'm picking up is that most of the men that you've been involved with, they seem good on the surface, and then you get to know them, and then it's a fight. You either are not heard, or they misunderstand what you say, or they mistake what you say. You understand that?
Yes.
And what I'm picking up here about that, you have to change your thoughts and expectations about the person who will come in. That you can't, if you don't believe you're going to meet someone really well, wonderful, you're not going to manifest someone really wonderful. So I know it's a little bit hard, and you hear people do this to themselves all the time. I only meet losers. Or handsome men are never interested in dating me. Or I only meet men who are unemployed, right? So what I want you to do is work really hard at changing your language around this. And they're also saying to me, you have to take more time to get to know the men that you meet. I also strongly get what Lynn is saying about meeting men. It is okay to meet somebody, and it's not that you are saying they're not good enough or that you're too good. It is that they are not the right match for you. And you have to really own that. And I feel that once you own it, so let's talk about changing the wording around that as well. It isn't that I met him and I'm too good, he's not on my level, I'm not good enough for him. What about just saying I'm waiting for the right match? Because then there's no judgment around it. There's no good or no bad. And you're telling the universe that they're going to bring the right person to you. Right? You understand that? The difference of the energy of that?
Yeah.
And so it's not about you're too good for them. They're not good enough for you. Or they're too good for you. Because there's always a good match, right? And there's always going to be a bad match. Whether that reason is that they don't have the same religious beliefs as you, they don't have the same beliefs about being employed or financial management as you. When you break things down to giving it, I don't want to say no value, but giving it a less emotional response or energy around it, right? And just saying, I'm looking for the right match. I'm not looking for just any match. That is a different energy. I'm waiting for the right person, not just any person. Because every person's not going to be the right match for you. And if they're not the right match, then they're not good enough. Right? That would be called settling. So changing the energy and the perception around it is really important. You know, one person might call someone a loser because they live out of a van and they, you know, let's say they're, you know, living in the woods in a tent. However, another person, their perception of that could be completely different, that they choose not to be on the grid and that they want, you know, maybe that person is working their way across the United States in an attempt to live for 3 months in every large city in the United States. Who knows, right? There shouldn't be any judgment around that. So taking the judgment out of it and being more comfortable with it will really work for you. And, you know, there's nothing wrong. Being humble has its place, but there's nothing wrong with thinking that you're a wonderful person and that you deserve the right match, okay?
Okay.
So keep your balance on it and expect to meet someone wonderful. Okay, watch your words. Your words have a lot of power. They have a lot of energy.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's lovely, Jody. I just want to add one thing for you, Maribel, too, is just remember that if you see yourself through the eyes of spirit, there's nothing but love. You can't have any other.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pure love. So remember to see yourself through the eyes of spirit, because you are loved and you are fabulous, too. So remember that. Okay, Maribel?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Bless you, hon. And call us back. Let us know how you're doing. And just, you know, you got it going on. Just keep it going on, okay? Would you like us to put you on to mute so you can listen to the show?
Yes.
All right. There we go. All right. Here we go. Our next caller is 804. Hi. Welcome to Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, all. Good evening. My name is Renelle, and I'm calling from the state of Virginia.
Oh, hi, Renelle from Virginia. How is it down there? Are you having pretty good weather?
It's kind of cold
hairy
right now.
Yeah. It's been pretty wild down there for a while, but you guys are all okay, I guess, eh?
Well,
do you want to share any Halloween tales with us, Renelle?
Well, I really don't have anything that I could think of right now.
That's okay. No problem. You can ask a question if you like.
Yeah, actually, I was calling about my cat. My cat had taken off last Thursday. I was in my door talking to someone, and I had my storm door ajar just a little bit. And I didn't know that she had left, because usually she's always, you know, crawling on me in the morning for me to give her food and attention. And she wasn't there, you know, the next Friday morning. And and I've been racking my brain trying to find out what was going on with her. But two nights ago around midnight, I was looking out my door toward the rent office, which is just a short distance from where I live. I could just, you know, see the front of it. And when I was looking out the window, I saw her, you know, scurrying across the front of the building. And when I was trying to approach her, I was trying to hurry up and catch up with her, but not in a way to scare her, but she acted like she was still scared.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had bought a humane pet trap, and you know, in hopes to catch it. And I was thinking about putting it at the bush at the office, and of course put things in there that might attract her attention, like food or things that she smelled before. And so, do you think that these things will work and get her back, or would she just show up at my door?
Okay. Is anyone picking anything up?
Hi, Renelle.
Say to you, Renelle. Oh, sorry. Can I just put one thought out there, Sue?
Yeah.
When you've got the cage out there, Renelle, add an item of your clothing. It's got your scent on it, right? So she'll know that scent. Okay, so add like a shirt that you've worn or something like that as well. Sorry, Sue, please go ahead.
That's okay. Renelle, is there a garage or a shed to the right of your house where you live, a little bit further down?
Well, actually, there's a. I'm living in public housing, one level apartments for the disabled and the seniors, and I'm at the rent office. There's sheds right next to that, and but they're not covered. You know, they don't have bushes around them. But in front of the rent office, which is next to the shed, there's bushes, and I was thinking about putting the animal trap there.
Okay, I can see her staying in like a small garage or a shed. It's to the right. If you walked out your front door, it will be to the right. And she is going to come back home to you, but she's extremely scared right now.
Uh-huh.
So, like Lynn said, put an article of your clothing in the trap. But if she had like a toy, a small toy or something, and some canned cat food, put that in there also.
I had, didn't mean to cut in to what you were saying. I had threw a pair of socks that I had worn, a few black socks, and some catnip toys that shaped like mouse and the mice that I put in there that I know she played with, and the fake bird, and also the top of a pedestal from a cat tree. I put that in there because it had her and her sister's scent on it. It should anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she an orange cat?
No. She is a turquoise. A turtle shell cat. She's all black, short hair, and she got brown all over, and she got like a tan patch on half her chest.
Is there an orange stray in the neighborhood?
An orange stray? I don't know about that, but I know directly across the street from me, there's an orange cat over there, and there's an orange and white cat that live on the same side of the street that I live on.
Okay, because she's hanging, I'm seeing an orange cat, so she's bonding with one of those orange cats.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's bonding with one of the orange cats. She is very scared right now because she's not used to being out for this long. But
yeah.
I'm not even sure if you're really going to trap her. She will come home, but I don't know that she's going to go in the trap. It might take several times before you get her into the trap.
Uh-huh.
And she is coming back to your door, but it's very, very late at night that she comes looking to get in. It's
okay,
like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning that she's coming around looking to get in.
Uh-huh. Should I have my door open tonight? I mean, I always left it open since you left. And I will stay up until 2 o'clock.
Yeah, keep an eye out for her. Like 1, 2 o'clock is when she starts coming around, and she more than likely will be with an orange cat, or there's going to be an orange cat nearby.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll be up until... Uh-huh.
Check with the neighbors that have the orange cats and see if maybe they're not letting her in the house.
Well, I know that for sure because I'm up longer than they are, and they always close their doors.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's definitely, I'm going to definitely get her back this week.
Yes, she's going to come back.
Okay, I'm not during the daytime, but just at night.
Yep. Coming like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning is when she's coming to try to get in.
Okay. Okay. And I got some food scattered on the floor, which is odd for me to do, in the litter box right next to the door. So to try to give her some kind of familiarity, but
right.
I have...
Anything that you know your way.
Okay. So the trap won't work.
It might, but I think it's going to be a long shot.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so I just try to, you know, stay up as long as I can and have the door open again tonight and look out for.
I that's going to be your best bet, hon.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
I hope
okay.
that helps.
Yeah, it did. It did. I think I'm just kind of desperate on getting her back because it's gradually getting colder and colder, and I don't want nothing to happen to her.
Yeah, and there are babies. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I'm real sorry that she's missing. I get the same information as Sue that she's going to come back, but I feel like it's later than two. I feel more like it's three or four. So you're going to have to be up pretty late.
I deal with it.
Yeah. I would do it to get my baby home safe, too. So.
Uh-huh. And also, too, her sister was put to sleep last month, and her name was Lulu. And, I found out that she, she was really a lot iller than I even knew because she was having a hard time breathing. And her organs was all up in her chest cavity, and she had cancer. And sometimes I wish she would come back as another cat, but I don't know if that's possible.
That is possible, and I do think that could happen. I think it'll be a while before she comes back. But she didn't show you that she was so sick, did she?
No, she hit it real well.
And, was she black and white, or was she also
tortoise shell.
Thank you, tortoise shell. Was she the tortoise shell colors?
She was exactly like her sister, but she didn't have a patch on her chest. But they were like, combination of brown and black, but they were mostly black. But they had brown all through their fur, even on their face. And they were like short hair cats.
Okay. I feel like she's telling me that she is working on the kitty that is loose to help her get home. And, she is telling me to tell you thank you because you were really a good human mom to her. And she really, she's talking about like a play structure that you had in the house that she really loved. Like a kitty condo thing.
Right,
and
right.
Did she pass away at home?
No, unfortunately, she was put to sleep at an animal medical center, emergency center,
okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, because she was showing me, did you find her somewhere laying down and she was breathing really hard?
Well, everywhere she moved before she had went away, she was breathing hard. Like she was at the door, right next to the door, and she was under the table and on the sofa, breathing hard. And she looked like she was just really suffering. And I was hoping it was just a respiratory thing, but it was a lot more serious than I realized.
Well, she's telling me that she was okay, and she wants you to know it wasn't the suffering like you imagine it to be. It wasn't comfortable, but she wasn't really miserable either. And she's just telling me it was okay, Mom, it was okay. So she's just telling me that you did the right thing, and I think you keep kind of kicking yourself about I should have took her in earlier, I knew something was wrong, or I felt like something was not right.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying there's no way you would have known. She says you got to start letting yourself off the hook.
Yeah, I miss her every day. I just wish that I was really hoping that she would come back as another cat and she would show me that it's her again. And she wasn't an old cat. She was only 8 years old, like her sister. And I just miss her so much.
I understand that. But she is going to eventually come back to you. It's just going to be a little while. and mm-hmm. she's just not quite ready yet, but she is around you. She keeps showing me her weaving around your ankles, uh-huh. and I think sometimes you're feeling stuff but not realizing, like, you'll, like, look down and go, oh, what is that? And it's her little spirit, and you're feeling something, but you're just not thinking about it. You're dismissing it. You're thinking, you're imagining it or something, but you're not imagining it. She's definitely around you.
Oh, okay. Great. I mean, I would know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you go ahead, too. Yeah. And I have another cat named Misha that died to a while back. She was a Siamese. yeah, I was a cat person.
yeah.
But when she comes back around, yeah, I don't know if it might be next year or in how I will find out maybe when the time comes.
I feel like it's going to be several years.
Oh, several years.
Yeah. And she makes me feel like she's going to, you'll know something with her personality, and there'll be a look in her eyes. So you're going to be able to tell.
Okay. And her sister, I guess, whenever her time comes, she'll do the same thing, I guess, right?
She'll what?
Her sister, Lucy, the one that's missing right now, she'll, I guess, whenever her time comes, it'll be the same thing with her as well, I suppose.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, though, before she goes. You're going to have her till she's an old age.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you all for answering my questions and giving me some relief. And I'll be on the lookout for her for as long as possible.
I'll just give you what I've got, Rennell. Jody, were you all, is that what you've got? Or did you want to keep going?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I'll be praying for your kitty to make her way home safely.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. And I'll just say, Rennell, pardon me. You need to create the energetic space within yourself to receive the cat home. Because you can connect with Lucy in meditation. And I don't mean you have to sit there with your legs crossed and your fingers just so and go, om. Whatever meditation means to you, you're just taking mm-hmm. yourself into, it's kind of like the place down at the bottom of a pond. There can be a storm going on. And we had a good metaphor for that, too, like the eagle that flies above the storm, right? So you're taking yourself away from the world and going inward and tapping your source self. Because I was picking up such grief, like it's like you're grieving before Lucy has even disappeared for good. You know what you're thinking? You've got a worst case scenario going on.
Well,
and,
I'm sorry. Can I explain something about that real quick?
Sure. But I'm not giving you heck, love. I'm just saying, just something to. So, but do tell me what you were thinking.
Yeah. Actually, back in June, my nephew was killed in a drive-by shooting, and I really been grieving it for a while. And
okay.
He was just starting to really live his life, and so much was taken away from him. It just really is unbelievable now.
I have to ask you who the name Randall or Randy would be.
I really don't know who that is.
Okay, well, just keep that name in the back of your mind, because I've got a persistent energy that's calling itself Randy. So just
mm-hmm.
keep that in the back of your mind and see if that name doesn't ring a bell for you.
Okay.
And also, yeah, so meditation for not only connecting with Lucy, because you can do that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be two bodies in the same room. You can connect with her telepathically. And just calm yourself as well. This explains, like, you've got the grief still going on, of course. Mm-hmm. So as much as you can calm yourself, get to that quiet place within, I think that you'll help yourself to create an energetic space for Lucy to come in. What I did pick up is that she had an encounter when she got out with something, and this is maybe these other cats that Jody and Sue were picking up. I think she had like a not a really bad one, but I think somebody like went after her and scared the heck out of her. And so I'm getting disoriented. Like she was disoriented. So like the fear thing kind of got made her lose her head and take off, and then she wasn't sure. So she will make, I feel it too, that she'll make her way back to you. But I think you can help by creating your energy, like getting your energy into that frequency too. You attune with the outcome that you would like, and you have seen her. That's great hope. So, you know, do your best to call her with your mind as well as your trap and whatnot. Okay. Okay. Sending you so much love, Ronell. I wish I could give you a big hug, but you know, we'll just send you one over the air. Okay. And
Thank you.
Let us know. Yeah. And let us know how it goes. Would you? We'd love to find out how Lucy fares. And remember that your loved ones in spirit are like a thought away, which is why it's good to get those thoughts into the right frequency. Okay? All right. Okay. Now, do you want us to put you on mute so you can listen to the show?
No, that won't be necessary. I actually have to call somebody back.
Perfect. Okay, hon. Thank you so much. And let us know how it goes. We'd love to find out the cattail ending. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Love and light to you, Ronell. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Here we go. So, hi, 613-631. My apologies. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we get...
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yeah, I missed that. Is it Sue-Ann? Joanne?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Sorry, you cut out just a little bit there, hon. Okay. Did you have any Halloween experiences you'd like to share?
I'm sorry. No, I don't.
Okay, then. We can go right to your question.
When do you see a boyfriend, a companion, a significant other coming in?
Okay. When can be a dodgy subject for when we're reading, because like, as you know, we can't give you like exact timelines, but we can get a feeling of when, but like we can't give you like dates and times and whatnot, because I think those are those fortune tellers with the turban and the crystal ball and stuff, and I haven't got there yet, so. But when you're going to have romance coming into your life, we can throw that question out and get kind of an idea of spring, summer, spring, fall, or winter kind of thing, and maybe the month or something. But let's see what Judy. Oh gosh, I got rented lips tonight. Jody and Sue, or Judy and So. Well, whoever's out there, just go right for it. Okay. Oh, we got Ryan. Oh, I didn't even notice. Sorry, Ryan. We're just picking you up. So, Ryan, I'll just catch you up. Our caller right now is Suzanne, and she's wondering when, and we just explained how we can't give, like, exact dates, times, and all that, but when is romance going to show up in her life? So we're working on that question, and I think Sue and Jody were going to take this one. If anyone's ready.
I've got a little bit for her.
Okay, we can tag team this if you want.
Okay. Hi, Suzanne. This is Sue.
Hi.
What I'm picking up is you need to do a little bit more work on yourself first. You've given so much of your power away in past relationships and allowed others to take the leadership role that it's time for you to take your power back and you be in the leadership role. You need to nurture yourself, give yourself some more love. And I'm seeing flowers, so I'm associating that with springtime. So take this time now to really work on you and build up your confidence and your voice and your assertiveness and your power and your leadership. Take care of you. And around springtime is when the love will start to blossom more. Does that make sense?
No, I've worked on myself, though. I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Jody or Lynn, do you have anything for Suzanne?
I kind of picked up what you picked up, Sue. So, and you know, we can work on ourselves, but it doesn't mean that there isn't a little more, or maybe the timing just isn't right. But I pick up something with springtime, and I'm going to let Lynn and Sue kick in and just pay attention and see if I pick up a little more with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is actually, I'm going to third that springtime reference because I'm smelling and seeing Lily of the Valley, which I just looked up the meaning, and it means return to happiness. So I like that for you. That's a good symbol. And also, Suzanne, I got an image of, have you ever watched the show Seinfeld?
Yes.
Okay. There's an episode where he's finding in himself that he rejects women for really stupid reasons, and his friend suggests that maybe there's something deeper going on. And in this particular episode, he rejects this woman because she eats her peas individually. And I'm not saying that you eat your peas individually, but I think the episode's coming in because are you a little bit picky? Do you have high expectations of people before you get to know them?
No. Maybe in the past, but I mean, I'm trying to meet someone who has some similarities and values and likes to do some of the things that I like to do and that I'm somewhat attracted to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think this image is coming through, I think, for the reason that they're saying kind of look at the big picture first and then zoom in, okay? Like you might, you know, and it's not a bad thing, but you might be rejecting people a little too soon because they have a weird habit or, whatever. Just look past sort of what might appear to be deficiencies at first, and don't be afraid to look go with somebody who's an opposite to you. And I'm not talking about someone who has different moral values or behaviors. I'm talking about someone who sort of like more of an introvert extrovert kind of yin yang kind of thing. So somebody who's going to get you out doing things you don't do usually, and who will join you at the opera or whatever the heck is your thing. Someone you can share together without being, because I'm getting that there might be too much similarity in the people you've been in the you've been looking for. So you may not want a carbon copy of yourself, but someone who vibrates with the same music, but brings other interests in for you is what I'm getting. So Jody or Ryan, is anything else coming up for you guys? Oh, I'm sorry. That is a springtime reference to that Lily of the Valley because I could smell it. It was just lovely. So I'll pass that on then.
Are you trying to lose some weight right now?
I lost a little, yes.
Have you been trying to lose more? Because that's what they said to me right away, too, at the beginning was there's something about maybe being hard on yourself about your physical appearance and who comes in, really appreciating you for you. And that can't happen if you don't appreciate you for you.
No,
you know
I appreciate myself. It's just, it's hard to meet people who even have time to date. I don't even know how to meet anybody. I'm, you know, asking the universe to bring in the right person for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that was just what I was picking up. There's a little something about you being concerned about your weight. And they certainly did give me this feeling that anything that you're working on for yourself right now would be very successful. So with that, I'm going to pass over to Ryan if he has anything for you.
Hey, Suzanne, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, so I scanned your energy fields while you're talking in the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual planes. And I've picked up some things that I'm just going to call a spade here. I picked up some things that you might not see. Here's the thing: when it comes to spirituality, spirit in the spirit world, as I channel my spirit team, when I connect to people telepathically, the spirit world will always tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. So I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up on you. It's not bad. It's just I would just call it things that you should work on. Okay, things that you should think twice about and just double check yourself, like the Aaron Rodgers discount double check if you follow the Green Bay Packers. Well, that's not a good joke because the Packers aren't a good football team anymore. But so what I'm picking up on you is I put four things down. I put cold feet, but stubbornness, something's blocking you, and the fourth thing is stomach aches. Chronic stomach aches between my second and third chakra that emerged into your energy field, Suzanne. So, as the ladies were talking, I was trying to figure out what the heck the cold feet mean. That can mean anything. You know, cold feet towards marriage, cold feet towards a project, cold feet towards buying a car, buying a house, towards a relationship, whatever. Stubbornness, the lack of not wanting to change your perception or your filter about something that's not going the way you want it to go, and then something's blocking you. You're blocking yourself, and the stomach aches probably is a residual effect just on. So it's like a domino effect with your chakras, right? So when you resist yourself and you're not working with yourself and who you truly are, you tend to get stomach aches. Do you ingest wheat by chance? Just throwing that out
there.
Do you ingest breads, flours, pastas, cookies, bagels? Do you ingest wheat flour?
I guess so. I mean, I eat them.
Okay. Well, I guess so. That's a good answer. Okay. I appreciate that. Your fifth chakra is now clearing up. Yeah. So if you ingest wheat bread, white bread, pastas and cookies and bagels and, you know, all that stuff, the wheat flour is a poison to your body. Okay?
Okay.
You say okay because I can feel your energies. I'm not going to lecture you. I'm not going to try to talk you into this. Do yourself a solid and look up paleo diet or a wheat belly diet. And it's not really a diet. These aren't diets. These are more of lifestyle changes. Because you're becoming more spiritually awakened, Suzanne, this food called wheat is no longer fit for your body. So, you know, I'd suggest you get a pen and paper out and write this down, that just say, hey, take an inventory of yourself, and from the physical plane standpoint, get rid of the wheat or the wheat flour in your diet, okay? So you might have to rethink that for a little bit, maybe a couple of weeks, and say, okay, how am I going to do that, become an ingredient label, whatever. So that's with the physical plane, because I'm picking up a lot of symptoms of, they're telling me arthritis in your joints. Arthritis in your joints, foggy head, discombobulation, all that kind of stuff. But let me give you a bright spot here. I don't want to be a negative.
Oh, okay, Nelly. Thanks.
I don't want to be a negative Nelly here. when it's Ryan's turn, Ryan's always a dark cloud here with rain and lightning. God. No, the bright cloud is that you're one of the callers, that my sixth chakra is not actually burning up. You're not ignoring your sixth chakra. You desire to have your spirituality, your mediumship abilities awakened. You're not afraid of that in your heart of hearts. Right?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm thinking, like, things that I'm thinking are coming true more and more. But why not find a guy can't come true more and more? I don't know.
I can validate that, Ryan.
I'm picking up the same thing, and this is what the self-development is. When you said that, it was just on fire for me that this is what the self-development is. This man does not come in until she becomes a little more aware of her spiritual gifts. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Ryan.
No. You didn't interrupt. You did not. You did, but you didn't. Suzanne, the thing of it is that all you have to do is say F you to the people that are doubting you and just go for it. Just your mediumship abilities, you know they're there. Just explore them. And that's why 9 times out of 10 with these callers and people I'm talking to, my sixth chakra always lights up like a person puts a stick of dynamite in there. For you, it's not true. That's a false statement. You know you're a psychic, and you're just like an inch away from it, and just do it. Just do. And you know it's true. And what's holding you back is your perception of what other people think about you. Forget them. I said that in a PG rating way. Just forget them, okay? And just do. And I really think in my heart of hearts, as I'm feeling the rest of your energy field, Suzanne, you're going to be golden, okay? I really do. Because you're not suffering from, I'm not picking up depression. I'm not picking up anxiety. I'm not picking up any severely stuck chakras. Picking up, like I said earlier, some minor arthritis, but that's just from you. That's from a previous lifetime that you carried over to this lifetime, but that's not a big deal. Just the more you move your joints, the more you exercise, Suzanne, the more you're going to be okay, all right?
Yeah, I'm starting a new job. I was on a bus, and I was, like, hunched in a bus being a monitor, but I'm starting a new job in about a week, so I think it's going to be good.
Yeah. So like anything else, this arthritis that's starting to creep into your body, it's going to go away once you become more mobile. But what I want you to focus on is just releasing yourself and just saying, yeah, I can do it. I'm very, very good at what I do. And don't block yourself, okay? I think that's where the cold feet is coming from, the stubbornness, because you're afraid of what other people are going to think of you. Does that make sense to you?
I don't think I'm a psychic.
I beg to differ. I never locked horns with a caller before, but you are a psychic. You are a psychic. Because you have a sixth sense, you have an intuition, and the door will open for you, okay? I mean, you know things. You're almost a human lie detector, let me put it that way. You know things. You know? Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Okay? Yeah, once you dwell on that for, you know, a week or so and call us back, and, you know, if you want to call me like I'm full of shit, go ahead. I don't care. but you know, Suzanne, you've got a heart of gold, but stop blocking yourself. You're a wonderful woman. You've got a lot to give to this earth. You're a humanitarian. You've got a big heart, and God bless you. I'm so happy for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, believe in yourself. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Well, we're looking forward to finding out what happens in the springtime for you, Suzanne. So we wish you all the best and love and light to you. Thanks so much for calling in. Call us back. Really do let us know how it goes, okay?
All right, thank you.
Good luck with your new job. I get a good feeling, too, for that one. So I think it's going to be a nice lift for you.
Okay. Maybe I'll meet somebody at work.
Oh. Well, as Ryan says, you're psychic. You'll feel that. Trust your intuition. And don't reject them just because they eat their peas one at a time. Okay?
I won't.
Okay. Thanks, Suzanne. And we'll talk to you again,
bye.
I hope. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, our last caller of the evening, who's been waiting very patiently, is area code 404. Hi there, can we get your name, please?
Hello, it's Jessica.
Jessica, did you have any Halloween experiences you'd like to share with us?
No, I don't have any, unfortunately.
Well, I'll ask you this then. Are you at this moment eating chocolate?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All righty then. What's your question for us tonight, Jessica?
I don't really have a question necessarily. I wanted to see if you could just give me a general reading or any messages I need to know surrounding, you know, work, health, relationships, just, you know, kind of broad.
Whatever we're picking up. Okay.
Yeah.
If anyone picking anything up, go right ahead. I'm just starting to write here, so.
I know Jessica quite well, so I'm going to let someone else go first. I'll go at the end because I don't want to skew any of your messages.
Yeah. Do you know someone named Allison, Jessica?
Yes.
Okay. Is this person incarnate or are they crossed?
She's actually a coworker. Well, somewhere
okay.
A coworker.
Okay. Is there some reason the name Allison is coming through right now? Is this person someone you get along with okay?
We're starting to get to know each other. She told me a few personal things actually yesterday that I never knew.
Hmm. So she's okay. So that's good. I don't know why the name is coming through, but and it's not like a bad feeling. It's a very positive and expanded feeling. So it's not like she's, what do they call those? I can't think of the term, but it's like someone who's like lying to you behind your back kind of thing. She's not, I think this person might be someone who helps you get to almost one of your dreams.
When I first met her, I felt like she was someone I couldn't trust. You know,
uh-huh.
I actually didn't care for her at first, but after yesterday, she seems to be okay.
Yeah, because it's a funny sort of like yes and no kind of energy with
it
her.
Is.
But I think she's. I'm going to say keep one very little bit of an eye on her. In that respect, and if you get any weird feelings, but I kind of think she might be someone who will help facilitate a dream of yours. So don't be afraid to share. That's funny. I just had that terrible Jack Handy quote. Don't be afraid to tell the world your dreams because there's nothing the world likes better than the taste of a really sweet dream. But in this case, you don't have to worry about that, I don't think. It feels like an expansive energy that's formed, almost a synergy. So if you feel this person might be someone you can work with almost, are you thinking of, do you ever think of yourself in a business of your own?
I used to have a business of my own. And,
okay.
I've thought about it later on, but not at this time, you know, maybe down the road.
It felt like maybe there was a giant headache that went along with the previous business.
Oh, yeah, I did it solely by myself. It was pretty tough.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying don't be afraid to get on that horse again because just see how this relationship goes. But the name Allison has a circle around it here. And so I would just keep an eye on this person for, you know, maybe helping you or potential partnership. But at any rate, I think give her, I'm getting like she's on a 3-month probationary period with you, and you'll know for sure about the trusting. You know what I mean?
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. And Maryland, I wrote down Maryland. Is there anybody in Maryland that would resonate for you or anything about the state of Maryland?
I was just there for a big sales meeting with my job a few weeks ago.
There you go. Well, it's just validation, I think, from your spirit team to say they're watching what you do and, you know, they're just with you because Maryland was the thing that came up as well. So don't be afraid to dream about another self-employment. And don't be afraid to use to go with a partner this time because, you know, going it alone, I'm getting that you are very, very brave and you're an incredibly hard worker, but you can burn out without, if you don't ask for help, you can burn out pretty easily. And so you tried it and it wasn't failure. It was a lesson for your next experience. And with that, I'm going to pass you on to Sue, Jody, or Ryan.
Thank you.
You are welcome, Jessica. Oh, hello. Is anybody with us?
Hi. I'm not really picking up anything, Jessica. I'm sorry. The only thing that I'm picking up is to really work on keeping your space and your chakras clear and aligned. And I am picking up prosperity in the future. But unfortunately, that's all I'm picking up.
Okay.
I guess.
I mean, I'm very happy right now. Everything is going well. You know, I just that's why I asked for general reading, relationships, job, and health.
You can tell with your light shines bright. So yeah, you can tell that. But I'm sorry, I'm not really picking anything up. Ryan or Jody, do you want to take Jessica?
Hey Jessica, this is Ryan. What was your original question, please?
I really didn't have one. I just asked for a general reading, but you know what? I guess if I had a question, what are you seeing in my work life right now? I love my job, but I'm very busy, and there's going to be a little bit of a change in the next few weeks, which I think is going to be a good change. So do you feel anything about that?
Yeah, as I merge into your energy field right now, and I hate to be negative Nellies here. It's not earth shattering, but you have 7 chakras. Are you aware of chakras?
Yes.
Okay. And so your 5th chakra is jacked up right now. It's your failure to speak your truth. You're kind of, my jaw muscles are sore. You're kind of clenching your teeth at night. Which is a representation, Jessica, of not speaking your truth. Holding back. As a matter of fact, as I merge into energy field right now, my muscles, my neck muscles where the meets the skull are really tense. You're a little at edge at work.
Someone just quit on me today and talked very negatively about me. So that, you know, that's probably what that is.
That's probably what I'm picking up on, but you got I don't mean this, should say this on radio. you deserve a promotion. And you've been working hard for promotion. And it's not coming right now. And you're not happy about that. You're very, very, very hard worker. You're very intelligent, very high IQ, very acute, astute. I would say, Jessica, that you do a little window shopping because what they're telling me is, God damn it, hold on here. Yeah, you're. I. Does that make sense to you so far? Because I don't want to go off and rant and rave here about your energy field, because you were happy about a year or two ago, but now I think that's kind of diminished a little bit for you. Does that make sense?
I'm actually happier now than I was a year ago.
I'm sorry?
I'm actually happier now than I was a year ago. Because
okay,
a year ago,
so
I was about to be laid off a year ago last year, and it was not nice at all.
Okay, all right. Well, as we all know, the spirit world is timeless, so things
mm-hmm.
change. Things can change in 6 to 8 months down the road. You never know. But I would say for your work. I don't know why my jaw muscles are all tense, but for some reason you're clenching your teeth at night. You're grinding your.
Yeah, I am.
Do you wear a mouth guard?
No, but I'm trying to get one. I'm searching for one.
Yeah,
my
dentist
also told me I need one.
Yeah, for you, the nature of who you are, you take your anger out at night when you sleep and you grind your teeth, as do I. We're not perfect. We're only human, right? So what I'm picking up on you is, and that's, if you think you like your job, then you wouldn't be grinding your teeth at night. You'd be like, okay, when I go to work in the morning, I want to hit all green lights because I want to be there. That clock's going to spin before I know it's 5 o'clock. You're like, oh, I don't want to go home. I just want to continue to work more. Like Elon Musk from the Tesla cars, the guy works around the clock. You know, for you, it's you're looking for that satisfaction. You're kind of a workaholic is what they're telling me.
Well, I like my job, but I do travel every single week. And like 3 weeks, I won't be traveling as much anymore at all, hardly. And so I think my job will be a lot better then. So that is the stressful part of my job, that I do have to travel every single week and do overnights. But if I didn't have to do that, I'd be fine. And then I also had a disgruntled employee as well, you know, lately. So it has been a little stressful.
Yeah. So you have some decisions to make here as far as your – you know, your work-life balance. Do you want to be carrying a luggage bag around the airport? Do you want to be hopping around the country, you know, this, that, and other thing? You have some decisions to make as far as what you consider happiness versus what you consider money. I mean, I live next door to a millionaire. He's got more problems than I can count. But the guy's rich. He's loaded. He's like, if I want to buy a Corvette, I'll buy a Corvette tomorrow. I don't care. And then I look at my other neighbor down the street, and he's a janitor, and he's as happy as he can be. He doesn't have a lot of money, but he's just happy. He lives a simple life. I'm not trying to compare or contrast. Well, maybe I am. That could be a lie. I don't know. But everyone has their happiness points or equilibrium, and you have to identify what makes you happy, what makes you sad, and this teeth clenching at night, Jessica, figure out something is grinding at you. Something is making you upset. You shouldn't have to grind your teeth at night.
Once I stop traveling, I think I'll be better, but that is the stressful part of my job right now, and I only have 3 weeks left of that. So
okay.
I think that's the big part of it.
Well, call us back in 6 weeks and let us know how you're doing, you know? I mean, it'd be because those symptoms should settle down when you call back in 6 weeks, when you're not traveling and I read your energy field, I shouldn't be able to feel those sore jaw muscles because I can hardly talk right now. That's how teeth are. You're just,
oh, wow.
you're like a zombie, you know? You know, I need you to control your piggies. Okay. Relax your feet. And roll your head around and let it crack a little bit. Just say, okay, in 3-4 weeks, this will all be over. Until that time, I'm going to be a, you know, a, whatever. So call us back in a couple of weeks, and I'll reach your energy field again, and we'll see how it goes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. And Jody, what are you picking up? We're just about out of time, but we'll see what if Jody's got anything coming through for
you. Yeah, real quickly. I can absolutely 100% validate what Ryan was saying about your jaw. I was feeling it, and amazingly, I didn't pick up on it. And then as soon as he said it, I said, yes, I was thinking it. So it's definitely there. It's below the surface for you. You don't really quite realize how bad it is. And I will tell you, I was hearing that if you don't get that bite guard, you are going to break a tooth. You're going to crack a molar. Mm. Okay,
wow.
So you're grinding really hard. They're telling me that you are still dealing with some fears around money and around love. I pulled a few cards for you, and, you know, your path with money I know has been a little rocky, but
mm-hmm.
you have the ability to manifest it and spend it, of course. And where you're at right now is a place of pride. You do not have to worry about falling behind or being behind. You just simply restart. And so they're telling me that you should stop worrying about money. You're putting out, you should be very
okay.
proud. And I think that you
okay.
are proud of your accomplishments and where you've been, but they're telling me keep your eyes on that. With your job, they're saying that you're working very, very hard, but that there are a few issues under the surface. I do think that you need to get to a point where you're not traveling so much. And then once you're not traveling so much, you're going to start figuring what it is that you love and don't love about this job.
Yeah.
And then I think that they're going to be very willing to work with you. Once
okay.
you talk to them about what you do and don't love, I'm hearing that they like you immensely there. And you're
okay.
going to be able to negotiate some changes. Don't even give it a
okay.
second thought about this person who left. This wasn't really about you. This was about them. So don't take it personal. And then okay. with your love life, they are saying to me that you had to go through what you've been through in the past to understand what you have now. The Wheel of Fortune came up, and that says without being poor, you don't understand how wonderful abundance is. And without experiencing lack of love, then you don't know what it is to have love. And the Empress also came up, which is a very motherly figure. So I would say marriage is coming, and I believe that there will be a baby within the next 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Is what I feel.
Awesome.
But I do think that there will be a baby coming. I think that card was pulled for a reason. And at the center of this reading, I'm seeing the Queen of Wands. And to me, that means that you're very protected. So stop worrying about the fears from your past. Start letting your future dictate, well, where you are now, dictate how you feel about your life, not
mm-hmm.
what has happened in the past.
Okay. Yeah, I do feel a baby
okay.
coming too.
Yeah. Be careful if you want to be married first.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
yep.
Katie.
I just heard that. You're welcome. My apologies, but I'm saying. anything with that, Lynn?
No, I thought that was great, you guys. We're just about out of time. So, Jessica, stay on the line with us, and we're just going to give out. Ryan, can you tell everyone how to reach you, how to find you?
Yes. People can reach me at healingthroughspirit.com or email me at healingthroughspirit@gmail.com or search me on Facebook, Ryan the Dragon, or you can go to ericsteam.com and look me up. I'm also on Channeling Eric Medium. So that's how that works. Thank you.
All right. And Jody, how do we find you?
I am Jody Higgins. You can find me on Facebook as Jody Higgins or Jody Higgins Psychic Medium. My website is
connectedbyspirit.com, and you can email me at Jody, and that's Jody with a Y, J-O-D-Y, at connectedbyspirit.com.
Excellent. I'm just going to gang us up, Sue, here just to save time. You can
find
both Sue and me on lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn for me or /Sue F for Sue. And you can find us also on the Sacred Embers Facebook page and support group, and we're all available through Facebook as well. Thank you for calling in. Happy Halloween. Call us next week. And 678, please call us back, and we'll make sure you get on right away next week because we couldn't get to you. Thank you so much for calling. Love and light.